This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we are, last break of the day, guys. It's been a pretty fun, crazy, ignorant day on this crazy, ignorant show. A lot of fun today. But, Steve, now it's time to get a little serious and so we can learn something.
I just want to encourage people to do something really, really simple today. And I think this is something that most people would agree to want. It's really this simple. Everybody should want more for your life. I'm talking about your life right there, the one that you have. You should want more for your life. You should never allow yourself to become complacent. Now, I want you to understand something. Some people get complacency confused with they don't want to seem ungrateful. Once again, some people get complacency confused with not wanting to appear ungrateful. Well, I don't want to keep asking God for nothing because I don't want him to think I ain't grateful for what I have. Well, thank him for it then. That's really simple. Simply thank God for what you have. That's the gratitude. But then it's still okay to want more for your life. Here's the good news. God actually wants you to have more for your life. God is really looking for people to show off. He really is. I happen to raise my hand all the time and volunteer. I do. I just say, God, pick me. Come on, do me. Use me. Show me. Now, that doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm far from it. But I do want God's blessings to be able to flow through me. So I keep an open channel in my life for that stuff to flow through. First of all, I want more. That's the beginning of getting it. Then I have the good sense to ask him for more. You have not because you ask not. Well, I happen to be a big asker of stuff. So now I want more. I ask for more. Now here's the trick to asking for more and wanting more. You have got to be willing to do more. Uh-oh. Now, you got to do more. Now, that's the one thing that stops so many people from having and wanting more for their life. If God will give you blessings and God will increase your measure in life, if God comes to give you life and give you life more abundantly, if he's promised to do that for you, and what you have to do in return is you have to be willing to do more. See, you can't get more without doing more. Convenience is built through inconvenience. You can stop wanting what you see everybody else with, and you ain't willing to do what everybody else did to get it. Quit looking at Oprah's pile over there if you ain't willing to do what Oprah did, which the average person is not, because the average person wants to be comfortable. And you can't be successful and stay comfortable. I was interviewing a wrestler on my show yesterday, Dave Bautista. Great story, man. This cat was really out of it. Really, really fascinating story he had. And we were talking, and he was talking about living outside your comfort zone. And I told him one of the things that I've had to learn how to do in order to become successful is I've had to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. He said, wow, wow, that's a great way to put it, Steve. I have learned how to be comfortable while I'm uncomfortable. Because in order to get successful, you have to be uncomfortable. you have to do things that you don't feel like doing all the time. You have to show up when you don't want to show up. You have to be there when you feel like being somewhere else. You have to say yes a lot of times when you really want to just say no. That's where you at, man. That's how you become successful. But you can't keep asking God for more and you ain't willing to do more. It doesn't make any sense. It cannot happen that way, folks. So come on. I want you to want more for your life. But there's a scripture that backs that up too. It said, to whom much is given, much is required. Now, if you don't want the requirements, then he gonna have to pull up on the giving. But if you want the giving, know that here come the requirements. So one more time, if you don't want the requirements, he gonna have to pull up on the giving. Do not be the one who blocks your own blessings. Want more for your life and be willing to do the things to accept and receive more. It's just discipline. It's just some more work. But if you just cut out some of the BS, man, just cut out some of the happy hours. Just cut out some of the drinking. You can't smoke one every day, dog. You can't go to all the clubs. So, man, you just gonna run all the women. That's what you gonna do. All of them. I got news for you, man. Can't be successful. Man. You can't.
Drop it. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.